you're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and we're continuing our discussion this month on the Mormon Channel about embracing new opportunities. Kara Krebs, a local Utah artist, was teaching as an adjunct drawing professor at Weber State University when her class came up with an idea for a public art project. They found this, quote, creepy tunnel in the Ogden Botanical Gardens that was a favorite graffiti spot. Well, Kara decided that to improve the morale of visitors and also to get her students' artwork seen by local, you know, the local public, they proposed to the city of Ogden that the tunnel needed a makeover. Kara is in studio today. Hi, Kara. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
So tell me first how this idea was born.
It took a while. So I think where it came from, I decided I wanted to do some sort of a public art project with my class. I think it was inspired when I saw another faculty member. She runs the gallery at Weber State, Lydia Gravis. And they had done a piece in a park in Ogden where they'd just used tape, just simple colored tape, and they'd covered the outside of the bathroom in all of these gorgeous designs. And I thought that it was great to get the students doing something outside of the classroom, and especially if it was something that could help other people other than them, and something that would help them realize that it doesn't have to just be a drawing on a piece of paper. They can go out and come up with any idea they want to, and that's just what you do as an artist. You come up with an idea, and you figure out how to make it happen.
So we described the tunnel as creepy. Can you kind of tell me what it looked like before?
It wasn't awful. It's kind of underneath a road and just white walls. The ceiling drips a little bit. I don't know. There was some graffiti. It was mostly like markers, and there were even some chalk drawings on the wall. So it was just kind of a bland, plain tunnel that people go through as they walk down the Ogden River Parkway.
And what was the idea to transform it?
So we hadn't seen the tunnel yet. We knew that we wanted to do a project, but we didn't know where. And the city said that they had this tunnel that they've spent thousands of dollars repainting the graffiti. And they'd noticed that when there was a mural on a wall or some sort of art, that people stopped graffitiing as much in other places in Ogden. So they said, well, why don't you do this tunnel? We'd really like the graffiti to stop. And so I had the students come up with different proposals, and we just discussed them in class. And at first, we were going to do one where we got LEDs that had solar panels and turned it into a night sky or something like that. And when we got to the tunnel, we realized it was huge and not really dark enough. So we were looking at the ceiling of the tunnel, and the white paint stopped kind of unevenly as it went down, and it almost looked like a river. The ceiling was gray, and it met up with the white walls. And the tunnel runs along the Ogden River, so we thought, why don't we turn the ceiling into a river the way it kind of looks already? And the city, they liked that idea, but they wanted the walls engaged a little more so that they still didn't look like blank canvases. So we've been drawing riverbanks along the sides, just line drawings. And then the ceiling is covered in reflective mylar. So it's like a mirrored finish with ripples that we make in it to look like the water.
Very cool. What was your students' reaction to this? Were they really excited about it? I mean, kind of cool to get outside the classroom for sure.
Yeah, they've been the best sports this whole class. I think anybody likes to go outside when it's summer, but even when it's been hot and we know that it wasn't going to be done by the end of the class, they've been coming afterward. Some of them, I had one that had a power washer with his dad's business, so he came in on his own and power washed the tunnel before we started. Some of them have been bringing drinking water without even being asked, like big containers for us all to use, and their own supplies and things like that. They put in a lot of hours just on their own that weren't even required. So they've been really awesome, really enthusiastic.
Do you think there's something to be said about beautifying something around you?
Yeah, definitely. As we draw, or as we're putting up the Mylar, the runners and bikers come through, and the most common thing they say is just thank you while they're going by. So it feels nice. It seems like they appreciate it.
What kind of life lessons do you think are involved with this in your students doing something like this?
I think the big one is, as an artist or even just a person, you can accomplish things that you would never even consider as a possibility just by deciding to do it and trying. Like, I've seen it so many times as I've gone through life, and it's nice to have it physically happen so they see that we didn't have any, we hadn't talked to anybody, we didn't have a, it wasn't like the school came to us and said, here, you're going to do a public project, or the city approached us or anything like that. The idea came from us, and then we just asked, and it was fine. And I think that happens in other places too, not just the art world.
What do you hope everyone who comes across this tunnel sees or feels when they pass through it?
I hope it's just kind of a change of scenery from the original tunnel, just like they can see the reflection a little bit. Kind of the reaction that I've gotten from the little kids so far, just, oh, whoa, we're inside a tunnel, and oh, it's a river. Like, look at all these cool drawings. And all the students have really different styles of drawing, and they've done a really good job merging them so it feels like one unified piece. So it's interesting to go along and look at all the different types of plants and the way they've drawn the rocks and everything. So just maybe wonder.
Very cool. Well, definitely something to check out if you're here locally. That tunnel, again, is up at the Ogden Botanical Gardens. Kara Krebs, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, I was happy to. Thank you.
I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.